Hey friends, I am so grateful that you're joining us today. And I got a question. Are you ready to receive God's powerful upgrade for your life? If so, I want you to stay tuned because today we're talking about the Trinity. And maybe like you've never heard it before. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the truth of the matter is, we need all three. Think about this. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit to live out a victorious life on earth, I'm pretty sure we do too. Today, I'm talking about the three persons of God. Let's get the upgrade. Well, today I want to welcome you to week three of a series we're calling, somebody help me, the upgrade. And if you feel what we feel in here right now, I'm already sweating. I've already come out of my glasses and I ain't even started nothing. But we need the power of the Holy Spirit to live our everyday lives. And what I've been tasked with, Bishop, what I've been tasked with, Charles, is I want to take away the miscommunication or the misrepresentation of the Holy Spirit. Like my job... Can I be very frank with you guys? Can I be frank? I need to take the fear out of the Holy Spirit. Because you flee from what you fear. And because many of us have feared what would happen if the Holy Spirit took over, we have fled from him. But that is the very thing that gives us power to live an overcoming Christian life. The reason why you're still struggling with the addictions is because you've shut up the Holy Spirit in your life. And today I want to take away the mystery and I want to take, no, we can't take away the mystery because we're not even going to understand all of it. But I want to take away the misunderstandings and more than anything, the fear of the Holy Spirit. Can you write down my first point real quick? The Holy Spirit is your friend and he's not weird. I have to be this practical with the point because everybody needs to understand, no matter what your big mama did and no matter what they did at that one church or no matter those people who brought pets in and started doing stuff with snakes, that ain't the Holy Spirit. And some of us equate that with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my friend. Somebody say, the Holy Spirit is my friend. And watch this. He's not weird. Can I tell you the truth about it? The people are weird. And can I be very frank? They would be weird with or without the Holy Spirit. People are weird. Let me tell you, I heard this poll that it said 1 in 3 people are weird. So look to your left and look to your right. If neither one of them look weird, it's you. I'm just playing. The actual statistic is 1 in 2. But anyway, what I'm saying to you is the Holy Spirit is not weird. He's a gentleman. And can I say something else? He's not forceful, he's faithful. He's not about to force his way in. The reason why I'm up here sweating and I'm begging you to accept the person of the Holy Spirit is because he's not going to force his way in. He's a gentleman. He's going to stand at the door of your life and he's going to knock. And he's going to be faithful. He's going to keep knocking. When you was at that job, he knocked. When you were with that group of friends, he knocked. When you were in jail, he knocked. And when you were in the penthouse, he knocked. He's been knocking at the door of your heart and the door of your life. And he's saying, will you let me in? He is faithful, but he's not forceful. And this is where a lot of believers are like, well, if God wants to do something, just tell him to take over. The greatest thing that God gave all of us, and you see it traced all the way back to Adam and Eve in the garden, is choice. The reason why God gave us choice is because he did not want to be worshiped by robots. Robots don't have a choice. Let me say it very clearly. It can't be love if you can't choose. If the person you're in relationship with didn't choose to love you, you wouldn't want that unauthentic relationship. And God wants a real or an authenticated relationship with you. So he has to put on the table the option. That's why Adam and Eve, somebody once told me, like, why didn't he just take the tree of the knowledge of good and evil out of the garden? Because that would have negated love out of their relationship. Because they had to choose to obey him. They had to choose to love him. And that's where God is saying to you, choose the Holy Spirit. Choose the upgrade. And I don't know, maybe you're like the people that are listening right now. There's three types of people that are listening. See, we're on week three. Everybody say week three. So we have weeded out all the people who don't really want to go to the next level now. The only people that are on and watching this and re-watching this is the people that really want to check into the upgrade. It is statistically known from the people and the data that we get that in the first 2 weeks of the series, that's when the crowd is there. They're trying to see what it is. But once we get into it, then we'll know by week three who's about to actually progress in their journey through this topic. And so I just want to, can we give it up for everybody who is a part of service today? Oh, come on. In the chat, I want you to give some claps. Because you're willing to transform. And today I didn't come to play with the revelation. I got to go deep with it today. So I need you to understand where we are and what we're doing. And if you haven't watched the other two, I want you to go back and get them. But today everybody's saying we're going to the deep. The only reason we can go to the deep because we know at Transformation Church, the word of the year is anchor. And if we're going to be anchored, you don't need an anchor in shallow water. So God has told us go to the deep. So today we're going to the deep. And there are three types of people that are watching and participating in this series. When the Holy Spirit is knocking on your life, I want to know, are you a door shutter? Y'all know what a door shutter is, right? You know when somebody comes to visit your house or to deliver a package or try to come sell you something, you don't even go to the door to figure out who it is. You say, the door is shut. Leave it at the door. I'll get it when I want to, but I'm not going to have any interaction with that person or these people. And the crazy thing about it is that's what some people have done to the door of their life and the room, the house of their life, as the Holy Spirit through this series is trying to come knock on the door. Let me give you a picture of it right now. This is the door of your life. And the Holy Spirit is trying to deliver some gifts to you. He's trying to give you something and he knocks on the door of your life. Is somebody at the door? Oh, I'm asleep. I ain't the upgrade. Oh no, I ain't opened the door for him. He been chasing me down since I was in high school. No, that's I'm not here. No. Did he? Oh, shoot, he keep coming back.
Come on.
It's been 6 days he's been trying to. Let me see if it's the same one. Oh, that's him, that's him, that's him, that's him. And the crazy thing about it is, this will be the picture of your life for the next decade. Every day, the Holy Spirit is coming through television, through books, through Instagram posts, through friends, through people. He's trying to get your attention. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He's trying to lead you to Jesus. But the problem is you're a door shutter. And the problem is that the gifts that he has for you are going to transform your life. See, you can't see him from the outside right now. But he has gifts that will change the quality of everything around you. But you have to open the door. And the problem is spiritually, so many of you have been shut off. Maybe because of tradition, maybe because of religion, maybe because of even hurt. But today I'm asking you, don't be a door shutter. Don't keep the only one who can come and clean your house out of your house. The only one that can come and repair what's broken. You've tried alcohol, you've tried sex, you've tried success, you've tried notoriety, and none of them can fix the walls of your emotions. But the Holy Spirit, it's knocking at the door. And you still ignoring him. But see, that's not the only person watching. That's only one type of person. There's some other people that are watching today. And some of y'all are what I call your door openers. But you're not like going actually open to let him in. You're door blockers. So the Holy Spirit comes to your door. Hold up, I'm coming. Hold on. I got Instagram. I got friends. I got family. It ain't my priority. I'm coming. I promise I'm coming. Well, let me go. Hold on. Y'all hold on 1 second because I'll be right back. I'm on live. Hold on. Let me go answer the door real quick. Hello? And what you do is you stand in the door. You're letting them know, you're letting the Holy Spirit know very clearly, I'm here, but you ain't getting in. This is what I call the lukewarm Christian. I need you to see this. I need you to see this. That you'll stand here all day and you'll listen. Oh, really? Oh, you want to help? Okay, that's great. No, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, yeah, I'll go to service. I'll watch online. I'll post scriptures. That's awesome. I'll still go club on the weekends. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No. I'll make other things a priority. No, that's really cool that you would like to come in, but I really know that right here is kind of where I want our relationship to stay. And I know. To my family members who are less saved, I'll quote scriptures, but to my friends and family who still like to turn up, I don't want to be fake around them. So I'll just stay in this lukewarm, door-blocking situation.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when He sent His Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because He will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent His helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with Him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
And what God is saying to us as a church is, how long will we keep the Holy Spirit at the door? How long will you stay lukewarm in your pursuit of God? How long will you be able to act like He's the Lord, but He's actually just an option? And the Holy Spirit continues to come in, and He's trying to let you know that He has something for you, but He's a gentleman. He's not going to be forceful. He's going to be faithful. And there's other people that are watching today, and these are my type of people. These are the people that when the Holy Spirit knocks, they anticipating the knock. How are you doing, Holy Spirit? You are the ones who are door openers. Come in. Come on in. Do whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, do you need something? I'm at your service. And when He comes back the next day, come on, when He comes back the next day, the door's open. Come on in, Holy Spirit. And when He comes with another package, and when He tries to come through, the door is open. He already knows. He already knows. My question to you is, will you be one that says this one phrase by the end of this series? Welcome, Holy Spirit. See, The person who's the door shutter and the person who's the door blocker, they're not saying welcome. Only the person who is the door opener. And what God has put a burden on my heart that every person in this whole world that watches this would say is, somebody just say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Yeah. The crazy thing about when you welcome somebody, watch this. You have to move out of the way. And there's people that until you move out of the way and say, God, whatever you want to do, you have to move your pride. You have to move tradition. You have to move religion. You have to move being able to try to figure it out and explain everything. Somebody just say, welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
And I'm not telling you which one you are today. But if you are a door shutter or a door blocker, it's time for you to get an upgrade revelation so that you can welcome the Holy Spirit into your life. Yeah. This is week 3 of the series. And I said, God, so how do you want me to help them get a welcome? Y'all know those people you don't want to come to the house? Come on, let's be honest. Like, you made a date and you told them they could come over, and then when they show up, you like... I wonder, is that how the Holy Spirit feels in your life? That today you're saying, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And tomorrow when he tells you, don't go on that lunch date. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Don't go on that vacation. I planned this pre-pandemic. And this is a year after I thought I was... And the Holy Spirit's saying to you today, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. Welcome me in, because I need something that there is something that only I can fix. And I've just been hearing the Holy Spirit say, I can fix it. I can fix that. I can fix that. Say it with me. I can fix it. You can't, but he can. And as I was looking at this, God said, Michael, I want you to stay on the number 3 today. And I said, okay, this is week 3 of the series. There's a fact that 3 is the biblical number of harmony, completeness, and God's presence. God is 3 in 1. Go back and watch the past 2 series. You'll find that out. When Jesus was born, the Magi, they brought 3 gifts. Jesus lived 33 years, and Jesus rose on the 3rd day. What I found is you need all 3. The title of my message today is You Need All 3. Say that with me. You need all 3. That's going to make a lot of sense here in just a minute. When I found out about the Holy Spirit and I started to really understand, you need all 3 persons of God. You need God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, and God, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, you need all 3. And as I begin to drill down on the Holy Spirit and go deeper, I found out that there's 3 things that the Holy Spirit has been commissioned initially to do in our lives. I want you to go to John 16, verse 8. We're just going to get to know about the Holy Spirit today. Okay. John 16, verse 8. And he says, when he comes, the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And the reason why I put this here is because in our day and age, we have a bad view of the word convict. Anytime you hear the word convict, you think it's a bad thing. It's like, oh, they got convicted or not. But let me redeem that word for you. Another word that could help you real quick is convince. The Holy Spirit's job is to convince you of these 3 things. The first thing the Holy Spirit is trying to convince you is that you have sin and you need a Savior. You never ask for somebody to fix something that you don't think is broken. There's some of y'all right now in your homes, there are things that are broken, but you have jerry-rigged them so long that you don't even think that they broke it no more. It's not until somebody else comes in and says, you know, that ain't supposed to work like that. You'd be like, man, it's been like that for 6 years. The Holy Spirit is trying to convince you of your sin and trying to lead you to a Savior. The second thing that the Holy Spirit, I want you to understand these foundational things, because let me just give you scripture. 1 Corinthians 12:3, it says, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Right. You meet the Holy Spirit before you meet anybody else in the Trinity. He's trying to draw you from a young age. He's trying to say, and you'd be like, something told me that was the Holy Spirit. I just felt that was the Holy Spirit. I don't even know why. That was the Holy Spirit. And what he's trying to do is lead you to Jesus. The second job of the Holy Spirit, and I like this one, is to convince you that we are the righteousness of Christ. See, this one is a hard thing to believe. That when you get saved by faith, after he does the first thing and convinces you you have sin and you need a Savior, then he's going to convince you that, hey, you're righteous. You're in right standing with God. No, man, I messed up again. No, I'm telling you. What Jesus did for the propitiation of your sins, there's nothing you can do. But God, I looked at it again. There's nothing you can do. The Holy Spirit is fighting your own thoughts about your salvation. Do you know how many days the Holy Spirit has to remind me that God called me to be the pastor of Transformation Church and I didn't call myself? He was convincing me, well, I was a bad dad this week, or I wasn't a present husband this week, or I didn't do enough this week. And the Holy Spirit said, boy, snap out of it. When you gave your life by faith to Jesus, you have been made righteous. Now watch this, not by performance, by position. And any other foundation that you build your life on other than that is a toxic theology. Well, now I need to do this so God will accept me. When you put your life in his hands by faith, your eternity was secured. Now you got to figure out how to live. And the Holy Spirit knew that we would doubt ourselves, that we would down ourselves, that we would listen to the lies of the enemy. So the Holy Spirit's second job is to convince you that you have been made right with God. No, you've been made right with God. No, I know you messed up, but you are right with God. Like, I know you got drunk last night, but you are right with God. When you repent, when you turn, you are right with God. And I know this is messing with some people's religion. Because at your church, they kept you coming back to God through manipulation. So they made you think that every bad thing that you did meant that you needed to redo every good thing that you've done. But what that is demonic. What Christ said was, any man that be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, ta-da, abracadabra, everything has become new. And now we have to be regenerated or reformed or renewed or transformed into the image of Christ. But my eternity is secure when I put my faith in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is trying to convince me, you need a Savior because you're a sinner. But after you put your faith in him, you're right. You're in right standing with God. That's his second job. Can I tell you the third job? The reason I'm going so line upon line and systematic is so many people have been robbed of these truths and they live their life trying to earn what has already been freely given. And this is the third job of the Holy Spirit, is to convince us that Satan has been defeated. We give the enemy so much daggone credit. Well, what if the enemy? F him. Forget him. Thank you, Mom. All I'm saying to you is that the Holy Spirit was there when he fell like lightning. The Holy Spirit was there when Jesus went down. Remember 3-1, he went down and snatched the keys of death, hell, and the grave. The Holy Spirit knows. He's like, the enemy ain't got no power over you.
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships? In your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when he sent his Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because he will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
Man, I hope this message has helped you today. Just as Paul asked the people of Ephesus, have you received the Holy Spirit? Today I'm asking you the same question. See, the Holy Spirit is God's gift to you. It's not weird. It's not wild. It is a gift. And all you need to do is invite him in and receive that gift. Today, I'm telling you, as you watch this program, I believe something changed and transformed in your heart. And tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, we're gonna keep receiving the upgrade from our friend, the Holy Spirit. Until next time, friends, go out and live a transformed life. I will.